24GBA, KO4KNF. Got you loud and clear in Malden, South Carolina.
You on your way to work?
I'm still working in the office, quarantined for COVID. Hopefully they will let us go sooner rather than later.
I actually had that back in the middle of December. I had me down pretty hard for about 2 weeks. That wasn't no fun.
Pushing it to avoid it up until now, knock on wood, but we will see. Looking like next week we're hitting the field again. I'm guessing you're on the way to work.
We're off Highway 25, South Greenville. I'll be heading towards Belton here in a minute.
Sounds good. I was waiting for someone to key up early. I'm testing out a new handheld down here in Malden, and it seems like I'm getting seizures head pretty good, all things considered.
We're coming pretty good, pretty much anywhere.
About 7 watts of accessible power, but I'm down at about 2 watts now, and it, you're still coming through good, and I don't know how I found on your end, but I was hitting Mount Mitchell yesterday easily with 5, so...
A little bit of noise in the background, not much of nothing. I'm running mobile right now, but my handheld is pretty good for my house down here. Do you know anything about the SC heart repeater up there? I think it's on Parrish Mountain. It's been down since right before that explosion in Nashville. Do you know if they got that back up anytime, or going to be getting that back up anytime soon?
Be new to ham. I got my tech license like 2 weeks ago, so I tried hitting that repeater and saw that it was down. I read that it was down, and I haven't heard anything about it coming back up.
Congratulations on your new license, and I got mine back about about three months ago, I guess now. Yeah, still learning a lot, and I didn't know if you'd heard anything about that one or not, but they had taken it down for some maintenance, and then about the time they got everything tore apart, they had that explosion there in Nashville, and the antenna crew had to leave and go up there to help, I guess, put up some emergency antennas and stuff, and I guess they haven't been able to get back to get it going yet.
That was pretty low on their priority list after what happened, but, you know, I guess we'll see. I'm actually taking my general license test tonight. We've got a summit trip planned. We're going to go out to Sela Knob at the middle of February and try to transmit there and see who we can get.
Hoping pass it good. Yeah, I need to start studying so I can move on up to my tech. Eventually, I definitely want to get into HF at some point, but I got time and money right now to do it.
Just doing it backwards. I've got all the gear and equipment I need. I just can't use it, so I need to pass general. I ended up failing it the first time, but I studied for about 3 days and passed tech, and then tried to pass general in 3 days. It didn't work, so maybe give it a week. Or I gave it a week, and I'll try it again today.
Yeah, well, at least you got to look at, see what kind of questions they're asking. But, a lot of people will go in there on their first try and just keep taking them while they're there and end up passing them. But I knew I wouldn't have been able to. Yeah, same. I would think it's fine to go ahead and have all your gear. That way you can, you know, at least get an idea how it works and know what you're doing when you are able to start transmitting.
He's been into this for a while. He told me to take it sooner rather than later because he had heard that the SEC was going to increase their testing cost to $35, and that's going to be a little cost prohibitive if you fail once and have to retake it again and pay up.
Yeah, where they're going to raise it, but I don't think they've actually raised it yet. It's coming soon. I know there's a guy on YouTube done a video on it. I think it's a ham radio crash course. I think I hadn't watched it yet, but I think he says when they're going to raise it on there. I'm not sure.
I'm going to start answering emails and get the day started, man. It's good talking to you. What's your name?
It's KO4GPA, and it was good to talk to you. And I'll talk to you again another day. I'll be listening.
Jimmy, KO4KNF, this is Dylan down in Malden. Talk to you soon, man. 73.